Definitely from Matthew 5, it's towards the end of the chapter, starting about verse 33, it's talking about oaths. And it says, again, you have heard that it was said to people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no.
Yeah.
Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
Really? See, and I was wondering, can you not change your mind ever? If you said yes to something or no to something, could you never change your mind again?
It's not necessarily a wrong thing to do.
Okay.
What it's talking about here, you know, let your yes be yes, let your no be no, that type of thing, is the fact that this is somebody who just can't make up their mind. You know,
that's me a lot of the time.
Yeah, like they're wibbly wobbly. They have no sense of, well, can I make a decision? You know, they're constantly trying to figure out, well, should I do this? Mm. And they constantly renege on things. This isn't like a one-off thing. This is like a consistent pattern of, well, I'm going to do this, but no, I'm not going to do this. And it goes back and forth like that all the time.